This is Hector, H-E-C-T-O-R, Canel, C-A-N-E-L. Date of birth, 10-24. 10-24-39. Yeah, let me see. Our patient is a 73-year-old gentleman with a history of stroke, COPD, left-sided weakness, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy. Patient is constantly short of breath. He has severe weakness in his lower extremity. He's morbidly obese. He lives alone. He has a caregiver that stays with him about 8 hours a day, period. Patient is in need of more help. He's no longer interested in going back and forth to the hospital and has been looking for hospice care. Surgery, only surgery he's had is eye surgery times two, family history, coronary artery disease. COVID immunization up to date times three, allergy, none, social, used to be a heavy smoker and drinker, but hasn't done any for some time. As far as his blood sugar is concerned, they're all less than 160, 170. I reviewed his charts. Patient under social also put down he used to be a restaurant owner, used to work for Sonic, and then owned the Sonic, divorced for 10 years, widowed 17 years, has five children, 10 grandkids. At one time he was told he has sleep apnea, but he has not pursued it. I believe he has not developed pulmonary hypertension because of long-standing sleep apnea. Medication, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams a day, iron 325 a day, lisinopril 20 milligrams a day, Norvasc 5 milligrams a day, Prilosec 20 milligrams a day, Finistrate, F-I-N-A-S-T-R-A-T-E 5 milligrams a day, aspirin 81 milligrams a day, Lipitor 20 milligrams a day, vitamin D3 5,000 units a day, glipizide 10 milligram a day, Flomax 0.4 milligram a day. Blood pressure is 159 over 68, respiration is 18, temperature of febrile. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, lungs, bronchi roused and wheezing bilaterally, abdomen obese, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa is dry, neurological left-sided weakness noted. Patient does ambulate with a walker, but with much difficulty. Patient appears short of breath at rest with any type of activity. Patient does have slight pedal edema as well. Number one, COPD appears end stage. Number two, stroke. Status post left-sided weakness. Number three, diabetes, blood sugar controlled. Next number is diabetic neuropathy. Next number is hypertension. Next number is pulmonary hypertension. Next number is pedal edema related to pulmonary hypertension. Next number is long-standing COPD. Next number is history of tobacco abuse. Next number is cannot rule out corpulmonal. Next number is increased cholesterol. Next number is BPH. Next number patient is missed the criteria for end-stage COPD and hospice placement. To obtain more help along with the nursing help, along with the provider services, and to help patients to be cared for at home, since it's going to be very difficult for this man, if not impossible, to leave his house to go to the doctor's office at this point. Thank you.